The role of a safety pilot in commercial aviation. You may be familiar with the roles of the first officer, co-pilot, and the captain, commander. But there is another crucial figure in the cockpit, a safety pilot. While they're not present on every flight, and their role might not be universally known, their role is critical for ensuring safety on board. Wondering how? Let's explore what a safety pilot does and why they are essential in airline operations. Who is a safety pilot? A safety pilot is a highly skilled and certified pilot seated behind the two operating pilots as the third member in the cockpit. They closely monitor the operating pilots, ensuring procedures are followed and stepping in if necessary to maintain a safe flight, thereby safeguarding the well-being of everyone on board. Essentially, they act as another pair of eyes and ears, ensuring the safety of the flight. When do airlines assign a safety pilot? While airlines determine when and where to deploy a safety pilot, most commonly, they are present during training and proficiency flights, overseeing the safety. This is particularly important when other pilots are operating under simulated instrument conditions or with restricted visibility. Line training for new cadets or upgrade training. When a new pilot joins an airline, often called a cadet or line trainee, or when a first officer is promoted to captain, a safety pilot may be present to oversee their performance. Their role is precautionary, ensuring the trainee adheres to safety protocols. For example, if a cadet forgets to reduce engine thrust during landing, the safety pilot will intervene by adjusting the thrust levers. In less critical situations, such as forgetting to activate landing lights, the safety pilot serves as a mentor rather than an enforcer. The extent of their intervention often depends on the instructions given by the line training captain. Generally, safety pilots are assigned to a cadet's 4 to 5 flights. After successfully completing a line check, a pilot may be eligible to become a safety pilot themselves. However, some airlines require specialized training before pilots can take on this role. Non-standard presence of a safety pilot on long-haul flights. While safety pilots rarely show up for other types of flights, there are certain scenarios where a safety pilot might be on board a commercial flight. That could happen for long-haul flights with augmented crew, when there are additional pilots beyond the minimum required for flight operations. In certain scenarios, such as during specialized training or line training flights, a safety pilot might be present on a long-haul flight if it is part of an augmented crew arrangement. But this would be more about providing an additional layer of safety during specific training phases rather than a standard practice for all long-haul flights. It is important to understand that in these scenarios, a safety pilot is not a standard component of such a crew. Requirements for being a safety pilot. So, who can be assigned as a safety pilot? To act as a safety pilot, the person doesn't necessarily need to be a flight instructor. However, they must be qualified and able to act as a pilot in command, PIC, on the type of aircraft that is being used for the flight, which means having an appropriate type rating. Another requirement is to have a valid medical certificate and, of course, sufficient flight experience. Can a safety pilot log flight hours? In commercial airline operations, the ability of a safety pilot to log flight time depends on their role, regulatory rules, and whether they take control of the aircraft. Below is a detailed table for FAA and EASA regulations in this context that include non-standard scenarios as we have discussed previously. Tips to succeed as a safety pilot. To excel in this role, a safety pilot should be vigilant but not overbearing, allow trainees to learn while stepping in when necessary, maintain clear communication, provide concise and constructive feedback, stay professional and supportive, act as a mentor rather than an enforcer, understand airline-specific procedures, adhere to company SOPs and training policies, encourage a positive learning environment. A supportive approach enhances trainee confidence and performance. Debrief effectively. Discuss trainee strengths and areas for improvement post-flight. Safety pilots beyond commercial aviation. Safety pilots are not exclusive to commercial airline operations. They also play a vital role in various other areas of aviation. In ferry flights, for example, they help ensure the safe repositioning of aircraft, particularly when a crew is unfamiliar with the aircraft or route. They are also integral to aircraft certification and testing, assisting in flight tests for newly developed aircraft, significant modifications, or performance evaluations to meet regulatory standards. In military and government operations, safety pilots provide critical oversight during high-risk or experimental missions where precision and additional monitoring are essential. Conclusion. A safety pilot plays a critical role in maintaining safe and efficient flight operations, particularly during training airline new joiners. While not required on every flight, their oversight is crucial for supporting new pilots, mitigating risks, and upholding high safety standards in commercial aviation.